Harper Audio presents A Lady by Midnight by Tessa Dare, performed by Carolyn Morris. Chapter 1. Summer 1814. Corporal Thorne could make a woman quiver from all the way across the room. An inconvenient talent so far as Kate Taylor was concerned. The man didn't even have to try, she noted with a rueful twinge. All he had to do was stride into the Bull and Blossom, claim a bar stool, glower into a pewter tankard, and keep his broad hulking back to the room. And without a word, without so much as a glance, he had poor Miss Elliot's fingers trembling as she laid them to the pianoforte keys. "Oh, I can't," the girl whispered. "I can't sing now, not with him here." Yet another music lesson ruined. Kate never had this problem until a year ago. Before then, Spindle Cove had been chiefly inhabited by ladies, and the Bull and Blossom was a quaint tea shop serving iced cakes and jam tarts. But ever since a local militia had been organised, the establishment had become both the ladies' tea shop and the gentlemen's tavern. She wasn't opposed to sharing, but there could be no sharing with Corporal Thorne. His stern, brooding presence took up the whole room. "Let's try again," she urged her pupil, striving to ignore the intimidating silhouette looming in her peripheral vision. "We almost had it that time." Miss Elliot blushed and knotted her fingers in her lap. "I'll never get it right." "You will. It's only a matter of practice, and you won't be alone. We'll keep working at the duet, and we'll be ready for a trial performance at this Saturday's salon." At the mere word performance, the girl's cheeks went crimson. Annabel Elliot was a pretty young lady, delicate and fair, but the poor thing flushed so easily.